Mix 101.7 KAYL. A lot of happy homecomings around the area last night, and that included in Sioux Rapids, where Sioux Central pulled out a 20-12 victory over Ridgeview, joined by Rebels coach Brandon Goodchild. We were there for the Area Game of the Week broadcast last night. Coach, congratulations. How'd you feel about the game all in all?
Well, thanks, Ryan. You know, I thought, we took a step forward from the week before, and that's kind of what was the focus in the week, moving forward and definitely defensively getting better.
Ball control, as you held the time of possession advantage, and that ball control, 72 plays you ran to their 42, speaks volumes as far as that goes.
Right, that's kind of the name of their offense and the name of our offense as well. They want to score fairly quickly, and we'd rather hold the football. Played both parts there.
Talk about your linemen and your backs and your ability to run the football last night. Brady Rusk unofficially with 104 yards on the ground. Ben Hargens stepped into the lineup last night and had 135, able to grind out yards on the ground, and it didn't matter what down or distance is Kyle Hatch, that 44-yard touchdown run he had in the first half coming on 3rd and 10, so you got it done.
Yeah, you look back, though, and across the board up front is where it's happening. Pleased with Ben Hargens, coming in as a sophomore and filling some roles there. And Brady Rust did a nice job as well back there, but those front seven up there, they're getting the job done, and with our wing back up there, they definitely got the job done last night, and that was what we were expecting out of them.
Kyle, that touchdown run before that, Brady a 6-yarder earlier in the first half, so you're up 12-0 at halftime. Ben scores on a 1-yarder to make it 20-0. But Ridgeview fights back, makes it an 8-point game there down the stretch. But before they did, Brandon, you guys had what turned out to be, even though you didn't score any points on this, an 18-play drive I had, which covered 9 minutes and 20 seconds from the middle of the third and into the fourth quarter, and that turned out big as things played out.
Right, it did. Going into the game, ball control was one of the things we talked about that we needed to have, and then we also needed to win the turnover battle.
4-1.
Right. You get some turnovers there. I think Saunders had about, I think he had 2 interceptions, and Brady Rusk had 1.
Yep.
And then I think Dallas Scott had a fumble recovery. So, you win that turnover battle, and that helps a lot.
Yes, that did. Played in your favor. The Raptors get a touchdown run from Wingert with 3:24 to go to make it 20-12. And then it comes down to 4th and 4 at the Ridgeview 38-yard line, 1:01 left. They had just scored 82 yards, covering that in 1:22 to make it an 8-point game. So there would have been a little bit less time than that had they got the ball back. So maybe that played into your mind, not punting the ball away, going for it. Obviously, with the way you'd been running the ball, had to have had confidence in your ability to pick it up there. So talk about that play and that decision.
Well, we knew their offense is played to score quick, and, with 1 minute left, a lot could happen there. We just put it on the line. I talked to the guys, and they were confident, and I was confident in the line, and 4 yards to go. That's the game right there, and put it on the line, and they did a nice job up front there.
And Brady picks up the first down, enabling you to run out the clock and improve to 2-2 in district play. And next up, you'll be at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, coach.
Right, probably going to be another good team here that we're going to face, and we just need to keep moving forward.
Sioux Central's Brandon Goodchild joining us, recapping the Rebels' 20-12 win over Ridgeview last night. Congrats again, Coach. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again shortly.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ryan.